You're listening to Vatican Radio. I'm Ann Schneibel. The first Sunday of October has been designated Respect Life Sunday in the United States, beginning a year-long educational and prayer campaign on the dignity of human life from conception to natural death. Director of International Coordination for Human Life International, Joseph Meany, spoke with us about this initiative.
Respect Life Sunday was instituted by the U.S. Catholic bishops as a means to have an annual remembrance of the need to respect human life. And it's really well positioned in October, just before November, where interesting things happen in the U.S. And it's really a Sunday where the church throughout the U.S. is supposed to speak in one voice, and all the parishes are supposed to preach on the theme of respect for human life, and to remind the people of God that this is one of the core teachings of the church.
Now, a lot has been happening within the abortion debate, you know, with all these new movements rising up in the states and also various legislations that have been going through. Where do we stand today on this abortion debate in the U.S.?
I think one of the most interesting things right now is happening actually at the state level in the U.S. Because the federal government is so divided on the issue and there's no real way to pass legislation there, and because the courts themselves are also quite divided, what's really happening that's exciting on the pro-life front is at the state level. So, for instance, the state of Texas passed a whole series of new restrictions on abortion earlier this year. Other states have been doing the same thing, and it's having an effect. I mean, abortion clinics have been closing at a record rate all across the U.S.
What can be done at the parish level to defend and promote the dignity of human life?
Well, I think it's very important to remind everybody that they need to be witnesses to life. The thing that always strikes me very deeply is the testimonies that I hear of people who decided not to have an abortion simply because they met a person who, you know, gave them a pro-life witness. And very frequently, the person didn't even realize that they were saving a human life by doing so. They were just, you know, coming out very forthrightly. One case, they just held up a pro-life sign, right, and saying they were there for life. And a person saw that sign and decided not to have an abortion. But I think it's very important to realize that we're all called to do something in our own little way, in our own little corner of the world, to make it a better place, and that we can really save human lives simply by being joyful witnesses to life. And that, I think, is a message that is suitable for every parish all across the U.S.
Thanks, Joseph. Is there anything else you think our listeners should know about with regard to this Respect for Life Sunday?
Yeah, one of the things that's very interesting is the fact that you know, parishes across the U.S. have been looking for ways to memorialize life, and to, you know, so many parishes through the Knights of Columbus especially have been putting up these memorials to the unborn, really putting an emphasis there on, you know, what's going on in every community. Unfortunately, abortion is a reality across the United States, but putting an emphasis there on really memorializing, remembering the children that have passed away through abortion, and also supporting, you know, local efforts to help mothers with crisis pregnancies. Crisis pregnancy centers exist all across the United States. There's an amazing network of them. They actually outnumber abortion clinics by a factor of 6-1. But that's, you know, a good thing, and it needs to be supported. And it needs to be supported at the parish level as much as possible.